The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and perhaps I can welcome you to the beginning of the week, the start of a new week for many of us. And it's nice to start it here. So one of the sometimes it's said that one of the first lessons that are useful to learn if you start meditating is the importance of patience. And sooner or later, meditators learn patience, learn a variety of different ways by which to not give in to forces of stress or judgment or frustration or discouragement or because sooner or later we'll find that the mind has a mind of its own, that it has strong impulses, strong patterns of thinking, that and rather than fighting it, there is some sooner or later a patience, a willingness to steadily, calmly work with it, practice with it, not to collapse around what we discover, what happens with our emotions, our thoughts, our attitudes, our challenges we have. And there's many different forms of patience. And discovering some of the different flavors of patience is part of what can be quite wonderful as we practice over an extended period of time. So today, to sit with patience. Sit with patience with all things that are unresolved in your life. To be patient with the challenges that you show up as you meditate. Not to have aversion to it or disrespect it, to dismiss it, but not to succumb to stress around having it. Not to succumb to aversion, or not to succumb to pressure to change it, fix it, but rather the patience that allows us to be still and quiet and attentive, attentively, quietly recognizing what is actually happening for us. What is it is happening that gives us reason for patience? And to sit quietly in the middle of that, breathe with it, sense it, feel it, without getting caught up in fixing and thinking and analyzing. Just this quiet abiding in the midst of what's actually happening. A serious recognition, a serious engagement with our life through this wonderful avenue of quiet abiding in the midst of what arises. So, assuming a meditation posture and perhaps relaxing your gaze, maybe letting your eyes gaze downward in a relaxed, soft, and if it's comfortable to close your eyes, you could close gently. And if it's comfortable, to take some gentle but deeper breaths that expands the rib cage. Maybe deep enough that it lifts the shoulders a bit. Deep enough that if you have a backrest or your back is up against some surface, you feel the pressure as you breathe in against that surface, the back rib cage. And letting your breathing return to normal. On the exhale, to relax whatever tension or stress that's easy to soften, relax, unwind. A kind of releasing throughout the body as you exhale. Perhaps if it's comfortable for you, you can imagine that as you breathe, that the breathing, the energy of breathing, the sensations of breathing, move through the whole body. Maybe as if you're not breathing through the nose or the mouth, but you're breathing through the whole body, in and out. And as you exhale, softening the mind, relaxing the pressure to think, the contraction of thinking, if you think in words, slowing the words down in the mind. If you think in images, slowing the images, and if there's a lot of feelings, emotions, maybe there's some place like the heart, or maybe the hands, the belly, that you can relax a bit, soften. And now to center yourself on the breathing. The rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And perhaps the ongoing rhythm of breathing, staying close to it, will help you to be patient. With whatever goes on during meditation that might be difficult, perhaps staying close to your breathing and breathing through it. Or staying centered and grounded with breathing. Remembering to be patient with all things, one breath at a time. What could you be patient about now that would support you to be here, quieter, stiller, attentive, not reactive? And perhaps the gentle rhythm of breathing can support you to be patient. So then, as we come to the end of the sitting, perhaps we can dedicate some of the benefit from sitting and meditating, the known benefits and the unknown benefits, dedicated for the welfare of the world, for the benefit of others. Perhaps if we're more patient from meditating, we can be more patient with other people, more patient with their shortcomings, their challenges, more patient as they find their way in this difficult life. Kind of giving more room for people to be without them being the recipient of our stress of our reactivity, our impatience. May it be through this practice that patience is much more than patience. It's a gift in being able to be present for people as they are, free of our projections, our needs, our reactions. May through this practice of mindfulness, may our attention to others be a gift. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may our patience support that possibility. Thank you.